Life. Life is something which is an amana. This body is an amana. It is a trust given to us by Allahu Azza wa Jal. It's something that's there temporarily, because the body is going to die, decay and decompose, and our bodies will be mixed with the earth. We are not like the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, the prophets of Allahu Azza wa Jal. We are not like the pious people and the awliya Allah, where after their passing away, still physically they are alive in their graves. So this life, how am I using this life? How am I living my life? Am I doing things, or am I living my life in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or to just to succumb to my desires and desires of other people? I can't do as I please, because this life, this body, does not belong to me, does not belong to you. Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the glorious Quran that indeed, the summary of the verse, indeed Allah has purchased, has bought the lives and the belongings of the believers in exchange for Jannah. But how am I living this life? Am I just, you know, putting tattoos here and there? Am I just succumbing to my nafs and my desires and my ego? Who gave me permission for that? Are you living your life to please others? So this life of ours, we are going to be accountable for it. This body of ours, we are going to be accountable for it on the Day of Judgment. I can't do as I please, because I belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't injure myself. I can't put those tattoos or those rings in odd places. Who gave this permission? Not Allah Azza wa Jal. Not Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not our deen of Islam. Not our Sharia, our Islamic sacred law. It's Shaitan and his associates. So be careful which path you are treading on. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.